This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Is there a problem with non-citizens voting in Texas? Or is the Texas Secretary of State and the Attorney General, are they ginning up numbers to fuel a purge of legitimate voters in Texas? There are a lot of questions about an advisory released last week about voting fraud in Texas. Do you think voter rights in Texas are being attacked? Do you think the integrity of elections needs to be taken more seriously in Texas? Call in with your questions and comments. The number is 210-614-8980. Email us at thesource@tpr.org and tweet at us at @tprsource. We're joined this half hour with Alexa Ura. She covers voting rights and politics for the Texas Tribune. And Chris Davis is the head of the Texas Association of Elections Administrators. Welcome to The Source, both of y'all. It's great to have you here for this first half hour. Alexa, what was this advisory that was released last week? Who put it out? What did it say?
So last week, the Secretary of State sent out this advisory to county election officials saying that they were going to hand over a list of voters that had been identified through a list that the Texas Department of Public Safety had, in which it was somehow determined that these individuals were non-citizens. Later in an email, the Secretary of State clarified that these individuals had provided some form of documentation, like a work visa or a green card, saying they obviously were authorized to be living in the state, but weren't U.S. citizens, but that this had happened, you know, at some point where they got a driver's license or an ID card. And what was left unclear was how many of these individuals had become naturalized citizens since then.
And Chris Davis with the Texas Association of Elections Administrators, what did y'all receive?
Well, we received just that, David. Our member counties received a county by county list of names from that county that we were then instructed to, we had discretion on what we were instructed to do, but basically to go through and research those to see if we could determine more definitively the citizenship status of those individuals.
Alexa, the Texas Attorney General's office put out a statement, a public statement, echoing what the Secretary of State had released.
Yeah, and basically saying, you know, we stand ready to investigate any of these cases. We take, you know, the integrity of elections seriously, and we're ready to sort of jump on those cases that need to be investigated and prosecuted.
So on the surface, this may seem totally like, yeah, we don't want people who are not supposed to be voting. But what's the rub here, Alexa?
I mean, I think what's become clear in the days following this announcement is that, one, the list that was originally sent out by the Secretary of State's office was actually flawed. By early this week, they were calling counties back and saying there were a whole bunch of people on this list that weren't actually supposed to be there. In Harris County alone, that amounted to about 18,000 voters that shouldn't have been on this list because they had already at some point certified that they were U.S. citizens. And so that initially obviously causes some questions about how flawed this data may or may not be. The second component of this is that it remains unclear how many of these individuals have become naturalized citizens. We have heard from at least a few who have told us that they are naturalized citizens. They registered to vote. They got their driver's license before registering to vote because they were not citizens at the time, and have since become citizens, and now they're on this list. And so they're trying to figure out how this is going to affect them.
Chris Davis, where do you think you are in all this? Do you feel like you've been handed this hot mess and been told to figure it out? Or are you just waiting for more instructions? What's going on?
It's been a bit of a challenge for our member counties and for my county, Williamson County, proceeding on this, in that we found flaws, as Alexa stated, in the list that was originally handed to us. We received subsequent instructions a day or so after from the Secretary of State to disregard folks that had voter registration applications originating for the DPS office. And we are indeed finding folks that have become naturalized based on indicators on their voter record. But we're still looking for others, folks that have become naturalized that may not have those indicators. Naturalization ceremonies we're finding are happening all across the state. I think I saw numbers in past media reports of up to 50,000 folks in Texas alone are naturalized each year. And we are just trying to deal with that and determine the best processes for identifying those folks before we have to turn, or before we make the decision to turn to these individuals themselves and ask them to prove their citizenship.
So we had, Alexa, tell me if I'm wrong. So we have two lists here, and the Secretary of State's office did a cross-reference. One of them is a list of people who have got their driver's license, and when they got their driver's license or state ID, they were able to demonstrate that they are in the country legally, but they're not citizens. See, we're not talking about people who are in the country illegally. And then we have another set of data, and this is people who are registered to vote in the state of Texas. And I guess they did an electronic cross-reference. They came up with this list of names, and they're saying, oh, we got a problem here. So what went wrong?
You know, I think first we should make clear that we have no specifics about how this came across. The Secretary of State's office has not answered any questions specifically about the methodology they use. This is what we have, you know, this is what we've concluded based on some of the questions they have answered and some of the details in what they have put out. You know, apparently there were a bunch of folks who shouldn't have been on this list. They were coded in a certain way, and that's how they were able to tell the counties to remove them from the list. It's unclear how those individuals were mistakenly included. We have not received any answers about that as well. And so I think at this point, you know, initially, there was a check on this list that DPS had. It was seemingly cross-referenced with the list SOS had of voter registrations, obviously, and there were some matches there. But you know, we already know that there were thousands of people who shouldn't have been on that list, and so far, we don't know why they were included to begin with.
And we know that if you become, you know, go get your ID, you know, driver's license as a resident, legal resident of Texas, and then you become naturalized, you are under no obligation to inform the DPS that now you are a full citizen. And so a lot of these false positives that are coming up in this, what we assume, process, that's how that came about. And how do you deal with that, Chris Davis?
Well, we try to... Well, we're following this SOS's subsequent instructions, albeit verbal. We're still seeking written instructions from them, supporting the calls that they made to several of our member counties and my county. But again, we're also trying to, for lack of a better term, whittle down this list and remove folks from the list. And some counties are at different stages of that process. My county, Williamson County, we've been able to remove over half of the original 2,033 from the list. And we're continuing to vet, and we're continuing to check on best practices that other counties may be developing in this unique situation on trying to vet folks who may have become naturalized since applying for a state ID.
All right, we're talking about what some are calling a scandal, that some say that the Texas Secretary of State's office and the Attorney General's office have created by announcing that there is a problem with non-citizens being registered and voting in the state of Texas. But there are a lot of unanswered questions about how they arrived at this information, how that they deemed that this was a priority, and how to move forward, and whether or not this will impact a number of legitimate voters in the state of Texas, knocking them off the rolls. Is that a concern? The number to call in is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. We're taking a quick break. We'll be right back with your questions and comments on The Source. Stay tuned. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. On January 27th, President Donald Trump tweeted, 58,000 non-citizens voted in Texas with 95,000 non-citizens registered to vote. These numbers are just the tip of the iceberg. All over the country, especially in California, voter fraud is rampant, must be stopped. Strong voter ID! At Fox and Friends. So this was a tweet from President Donald Trump, apparently referring to these advisories released by the Texas Secretary of State, and it seems to be pointing at the politicization of these numbers. So Alexa Ura, what happened after these numbers were released and people started taking a closer look at them?
it's our understanding that these numbers started being sent out to the counties over the weekend and on Monday in some cases. And counties weren't initially able to go through these, you know, one by one. Folks in Travis County said that they were working on just even getting these records into sort of a usable format that they could go through. Some counties held off on even opening the files. You know, we heard from folks who said, we've dealt with this before. The state has given us flawed data before, so we're going to hold off and see how things settle. And of course, then by Tuesday, the Secretary of State was telling counties that there were some flaws in the data to begin with. And by then, of course, at least one county that we know of, Galveston County, had actually sent out some letters to registered voters saying that they were asking for, you know, proof of citizenship because their names had been flagged in this way. We've reconnected with those officials who have said they've now had to send out follow-up letters because many of those individuals shouldn't have been on the list to begin with.
Chris Davis, what are these letters?
These letters are called, David, Notices of Examination. And essentially, it's part of the advisory that the Secretary of State had sent out to us, advising if a county so chooses to begin the process, ideally after they've vetted the names as to the best of their ability before making this decision, they're to send out any folks that they still can't make a determination of citizenship, essentially asking these folks to prove up their citizenship. And they can do this via a number of ways, providing a certified copy of their birth certificate, if it's a birth certificate showing their birth in the country, or personally appearing and showing their passport or certified naturalization papers. One of the crucial elements of this decision to go forward for a county to send out these letters is it begins a 30-day countdown clock. And as per the advisory we received from the Secretary of State's office, if we have non-respondents to that letter, and we still have received no response after 30 days, we are instructed, as per that advisory, to strike these individuals from our county voter registration rolls.
When does the 30 days start? When does the clock start?
It starts the at the time that the letters are sent. So the date of the letters or the date they are sent out. And I know some counties perhaps are sending them out in phases. So the first batch that was sent out, that 30-day countdown clock begins then.
And you're asking the individuals who receive the letters to take this action, which could be quite an inconvenience, to prove that they are eligible to vote. And even if they are eligible to vote, but, you know, not being able to meet this deadline, they could be knocked off the voting rolls. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, let's go to the phones, 210-614-8980. Robert is on the line. Hi, Robert. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yes. Well, I've dealt with voter lists many times in the past. I was in charge of the Southwest Voter Research Institute in the 1980s and 1990s, and we did this type of matching in order to search for voters, not to remove them from the list, but we actually were trying to expand the voter list among Hispanics. I'm very concerned, though, about this because it seems to be part of a pattern that the administration, Trump administration, has initiated, and maybe Republicans before him. He appointed Chris Kobach, who used to be Secretary of State in Kansas, to a voter fraud commission, which sought out anyone who was a non-citizen on the voter rolls. They existed 7 months and were unable to find such fraud and were disbanded. Citizenship question is something then that the president, through his Secretary of Commerce, has introduced in order to, I think it's part of the same pattern, scare.
Robert, thank you for the call. I get your point. Alexa Ura, Texas is not the first state to do something like this. Florida did something similar a couple of years ago. Texas could have learned the lessons that Florida learned when they did this because we're having the same sort of snafus.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are two parts of this when it comes to citizenship verification after someone has been registered. One of them is what other states have done. Like you mentioned, Florida had initially flagged, you know, I think it was, I don't remember the exact number, but it was definitely several tens of thousands of voters as well. Ultimately, there were about almost 3,000 voters who were mistakenly taken off the list and were ordered to be put back after a court fight. And really, at the end of the day, there were only 85 people that they could sort of take any action on for having at least been non-citizens in some ways. The other part of this is, you know, we're at the beginning of a legislative session during which there are already proposals to require some form of citizenship verification during the voter registration process. And, you know, we know that the U.S. Supreme Court in 2013 rejected efforts by other states to require some proof of citizenship. And we know that other federal courts have also knocked down more recent efforts. And so I think, you know, in terms of citizenship verification and what that looks like beyond what we already have in place, this is just probably the beginning of a fight, either both legally in court or at the Capitol.
Let's go to Christina. Hey, Christina, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to point out I am a 30-year retired state police officer, and I got a mandatory letter to renew my driver's license to produce documentation of citizenship, which I'm just outraged by, because there's no doubt that my name was flagged. I have a Hispanic last name. I'm drawing benefits, born and raised here, and I was targeted by my last name. It's outrageous, the type of purging that is being done. And then when I questioned it and demanded to see a supervisor, lots of eye check going on. No one could give me an answer. And they said, everything's in the file. So if it was, why did I get the letter mandating I had to do that?
Christina, thank you for the call. A Miami Herald investigation into what happened in Florida. We just mentioned Florida, how they did a very similar process. They concluded that 58% of those that were targeted for being taken off the voting rolls were Hispanic. Chris Davis, what are your concerns here as the Texas Association of Elections Administrators? Do you think there's going to be an erosion of trust about the voting process?
Our goal is to make sure that that doesn't happen, or we hope not. And we're trying desperately hard to preserve that trust. I mean, we are still tasked as county voter registrars to maintain accurate voter rolls. And we do this on an ongoing basis, particularly in dynamic counties where folks are moving in or out of the county, onto the rolls or off the rolls, becoming of age to vote or dying and being removed from the rolls. So we're in the habit as voter registrars of maintaining the rolls. And this is and part of that. The scale is a little bit different, a little bit larger. The parameters are much, much larger. There's a lot of unknowns, but the goal is, I think, to do no harm or to do as little harm as possible in vetting these roles and vetting these names. And that's the challenge that we face as counties.
LULAC has filed a lawsuit about this, claiming that this is a witch hunt. Other civil rights groups have pointed out that these numbers are a compilation that have come from over 22 years. So that's a head scratcher, Alexa. That's a big time period to be looking at.
Yeah, so what the Secretary of State confirmed when we sent over a couple of follow-up questions on Friday, we asked, they had initially said that 58,000 of the 95,000 folks who had originally been flagged had actually voted in an election from 1996 to 2018, one or more elections. We don't have any specifics from them. Since then, it's unclear how many individuals from that number fell into this category of folks who SOS has now told the counties to remove from the state, from their list. We've asked the Secretary of State's office for updated numbers of any sort and have not gotten those yet.
It's interesting how the original advisory has not been rescinded. I mean, has it been rescinded, Chris Davis?
No, it hasn't. And we've received no verbal or written indication that it has been rescinded.
And the radio silence that we're getting from the officials on this very critical issue, obviously people care about this. I mean, what does that tell us, Alexa? Why aren't they talking?
I mean, I think we have a lot of questions that would help clarify a lot of the concerns that have come up in the days since this was first announced. You know, I can't speak for the Secretary of State's office. They did respond to one question when we asked them about the calls that they were making to counties to basically say, you know, we are providing them with more information so that we make sure that folks aren't scrutinized, even though they shouldn't be. But they really haven't responded to any of our questions related to this. And again, I won't speak for them, but I think their silence is sort of causing people to obviously, you know, pull from that silence to determine that they're not trying to correct any of this. I think that, you know, the biggest concern for some folks is that at some point, the Secretary of State's office said that they had handed over these names to the Texas Attorney General's office, which is obviously the top law enforcement official in the state. Some of our questions have been, you know, why send these names out before they were verified by the counties, especially now that we know this included some U.S. citizens. And again, we haven't heard back.
Another caller. This is Renee. Hi, Renee. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. Yeah, just a couple of points. I know that I've been watching this because I work with large databases, so I kind of have an idea how this works. And I've been noticing that under Susan Reed, there was an article at one time where there were 389 cases brought forward by the DA's office since 2000. I don't know. I mean, I've always been told that that's minuscule. And I think actually there's been a couple of convictions of people voting that were not citizens. They were not even here legally. The other question I don't know what the threshold is for it to be okay. The other question I have is working with the large databases, there's always records that you can't tie to something else called orphan records. So if somebody, even if they're a citizen, if they have no credentials, but especially if they're here on a green card or even illegal entrant, how do you vet them? I mean, that's an impossible task to go ahead and vet somebody that doesn't have the proper credentials.
All right, Renee, thank you for that. Alexa Ura, can you help us?
Well, I believe when people register to vote, and obviously we've got Chris on the phone, so he'll be able to verify if I'm wrong on any of this. When you register to vote, you have to provide either the last four of your social security number or the numbers of your driver's license or ID card. And so even when you are registering to vote, you have to provide some sort of documentation or identification.
Right. But there's a big difference between registering to vote and voting. You're not going to elect anybody through a registration to vote. You got to go vote. And that seems to be, really the critical issue. But Chris Davis, what do you think is going to be happening moving forward?
Well, it's just about process. We're trying to get to a point where we haven't hit a wall in looking for indicators of citizenship. I know counties are receiving calls from individuals asking, are we on the list? And we're trying to address that when our member counties receive those calls, but at the same time, make progress and try to determine, is there a holy grail out there of a master list of naturalized citizens? I'm convinced that will go a long way for helping our member counties vet this list better. I mean, the Secretary of State's office has already told us which names to remove automatically from the original list, and we have.
And Alexa Ura, really quick, any questions about why due diligence didn't take place before releasing this flawed data to the public?
Yeah, I mean, again, we've asked several questions to the Secretary of State's office and have gotten no answers. The governor this morning in remarks, even though he had initially sort of praised SOS for doing this, has since said, you know, this is a work in progress. They'll get it right. They're working on it. But so far, we know that the data set was flawed, and we haven't gotten any answers about why exactly it was put out that way.
Alexa Ura covers voting rights and politics for the Texas Tribune. Chris Davis is the head of the Texas Association of Elections Administrators. Taking a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned.